From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The United States says it is using today's international talks on Syria to pave the way for a future without President Bashar al-Assad in Damascus. As many as 15 nations will participate in the Vienna talks, including Iran and Russia, Assad's two top allies, whose military involvement in Syria is aimed at propping up its floundering regime. Secretary of State John Kerry, representing the U.S., says Syrians need more than the choice of Assad as their leader or submission to the Islamic State, often referred to as Daesh.
We have to eliminate the mindset, which was encouraged from the beginning by both Assad and Daesh, that the only choice Syrians have is between the two of them. You either have terrorists or you have Assad. No. No, that's not the choice.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging participants in the Vienna talks to show flexibility and welcome Iran's first-time participation in those discussions. Iran has arrested an American businessman holding dual U.S.-Iranian citizenship while he was visiting relatives in Tehran about 2 weeks ago. Wall Street Journal writes that Shemagh Namazi was arrested by the Revolutionary Guards Corps, which reports directly to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei rather than the government of Iran. Namazi's detention came just days after the Iranian nuclear deal took effect on October the 18th. Speaking to VOA's French to Africa service, the newly re-elected president of Ivory Coast, Alassane Ouattara, says he aims to promote national reconciliation and cut poverty in half during his second term. This is VOA News. India's made a move to deepen its political and economic partnership with African nations happened during a summit in New Delhi. Anjana Pasricha reporting.
Calling India and Africa two bright spots of hope and opportunity in the global economy, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi wooed African nations on Thursday with the promise of a partnership for prosperity.
Power and irrigation help add value to your resources in Africa and set up industrial and information technology parks.
The third India-Africa summit was India's most ambitious diplomatic outreach to the continent, with representation from virtually all of Africa's 54 countries. Anjana Pasricha, New Delhi.
An international court in The Hague has ruled against China in favor of the Philippines by agreeing to hear a case brought by Manila in a long-standing territorial dispute in the South China Sea. China has claimed the dispute was strictly about the sovereignty over the islands in the sea, an issue over which the court has no jurisdiction. China claims sovereignty over nearly all of the South China Sea. Meantime, the Philippines, Brunei, Malaysia, Taiwan, and Vietnam also claim part of the waters, which are a vital international trade route. U.S. Representative House of Representatives has elected Congressman Paul Ryan as its speaker. It did that on Thursday. Cindy Sain covers Congress for VOA.
Paul Ryan is one of the youngest people to be elected speaker since the 1800s. He's only 45 years old. He's considered a bright young star in the Republican Party. And in an emotional day, he got 236 votes for speaker. And he was welcomed warmly by Republicans and Democrats as he walked down that center aisle. He was hugging and shaking hands with just as many Democrats as Republicans, which is something rare around here.
Ryan has a conservative voting record and is known as an expert on government budgets. He's rejected legislative attempts to resolve social and economic problems such as poverty and income inequality by enlarging the scope of the U.S. federal government. Germany's foreign minister is calling on the European Union to modify its policy on migrants to include a border protection agency that assures the refugees' burden is shared fairly. Frank-Walter Steinmeier said that first reception centers are necessary, but they are not enough, he says, unless a fair distribution system can be set up among the European Union member states. You can get more news at our website, VOANews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.